This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's going on in the United States and in so many other places. The lockdowns in Australia and our friends in the UK with their own struggles and others around the world. I thought we could just use a big collective hug here to start off this show. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I know it's been rough sledding, right? I can see the frustration and the angst and the exhaustion on the face of so many people. I saw that when I was flying out of Los Angeles on Tuesday morning, and there were so many people that were scrambling to get to other places because of the collapse of the Southwest system a couple of days before, and you can tell, you can kind of see it everywhere, and we're seeing now what's happened with the stress over social media, anxiety, the stress over what's happening economically with the pandemic. And, of course, the list is a mile long, right? So you need a respite from all of it. Yes, we're going to talk about the water cooler virtual buzz, but I'm not going to be a buzz kill on this show. There are some fun things that we're going to talk about, because believe it or not, there's things out there that we all like and love that maybe they're distractions, but we need distractions. I thought about that today. I made a list. What are the good things that are happening? What are the distractions that we need to keep carrying on and keep moving forward? Because, as I mentioned, the list that we could all make is so long of our frustrations, and people are very, very weary. You know, we had sort of that false start over the summer, and I saw smiles everywhere, but some of those smiles turned to frowns when we saw the bounce back with the Delta variant. All right, so it's interesting. The vaccinated crowd gets another boost, so to speak, from the FDA panel because they're supporting the Moderna COVID-19 booster for seniors and adults at high risk. So those that got the Moderna shot, were waiting to see what was going to happen with that booster. It looks like that's going to get the green light. The FDA, their committee, whose decision needs to be verified by a different advisory panel and, of course, someone else in the federal official category. They did look at all the data. They looked at the safety, the effectiveness of a third dose of Moderna, the vaccine, as well as the effect boosters are having on a COVID-19 outbreak in Israel. So it looks like those that are 65 and up, as I mentioned, and then people with certain medical problems or jobs that put them right there on the front line, they'll be able to get this Moderna vax, right? So it looks like this is going to be approved. It's just a matter of semantics and a few I's and T's and everything else in between that needs to be dotted. But it gets over that first hurdle, so I think that just considers. Friday, the committee considers whether the second doses should be authorized for people who received COVID-19 vaccine made by J&J. There is less supportive information on the Moderna booster than what the committee considered for the Pfizer-BioNTech shots. So they're leaning in the direction of the support of the vote, and that's what was expected, I think. You know, they did a study of 170 people who got a booster shot, missed their goal of increasing immune activity fourfold against COVID-19, but protection increased more dramatically among people who had low antibody levels, generally those who were over 65, than among those antibody levels remained high. So that's what the key thing is here. And then for the crowd that doesn't want to be vaccinated and wants to tell anybody who tells them that they have to be vaccinated to go and take a leap in a big river, or at least a puddle or whatever's out there, because if we're talking about the West Coast, you'd be hard-pressed to find that giant body of water to take a leap in. But you get my drift. And there's still pushback, of course, on many of the COVID protocols that are in the air, except for those when it comes to the airlines, because they're ready to clamp down the second you mess around with the whole mask thing. You get on a plane and you clown around, you're out, and they are fining you big time. I mentioned this the other day, but I noticed in the Burbank airport there were signs everywhere. If you think it's so funny and fun and games, that's fine. $50,000, we'll fine you, no problem. I mean, the second you step foot in that tiny little airport, and then it's mentioned over and over again once you get on a flight. So it's pretty clear that there's no question if you decide you're going to jack around with that policy, they're going to jack you off the flights, and that's that. But there are definitely gray areas in other senses of the word COVID protocols. And in Florida and in Texas, there's the pushback from both governors to say, you know, no, there's no mandate here. You cannot mandate this. You cannot mandate this. And this all comes on the heels of, you know, it's what you believe, what you don't believe, right? That's the bottom line. No one can tell you how to think. They can hate the way you think, but no one can tell you how to think. But COVID-19, just reading this morning, was the number, and we know this, right? It was the number one leading cause of death in the U.S. in January at the peak of last winter's brutal coronavirus surge. But then the vaccines came around, some people got them, etc. So the Kaiser Family Foundation did an analysis of COVID-19 fatalities, and the Delta variant hit, and they found that the American population, the unvaccinated, kicked COVID-19 back up to the number two killer in August and September, the leading cause of death for Americans 35 to 54. Again, data from the Kaiser Family Foundation is up there, and even the sixth or seventh leading cause of death for children. So that's it. That is the leading cause of death in that age group that I mentioned, 35 to 54 last month. How about that? And Kaiser doesn't go right, doesn't go left, just crunches numbers and looks at things that way, and that's just the bottom line. Very sad to me is scary things like California being on fire as I just left there, but that flames are now within a half mile of Ronald Reagan's ranch. Firefighters are working desperately to save it. The Alisal fire near Santa Barbara grew from 15,000 to 16,000 plus acres overnight into Thursday, and that's how close it is. Half mile of the historic Reagan Ranch. I was there one time for a Reagan barbecue. Beautiful area. And he was such a funny man who was wonderful to everyone at the big media barbecue that I was at. So I can't imagine that ranch gets ripped apart by flames, but we'll see if they're in fact able to save it. Meet you on the flip side.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Sports-minded. Yeah, we're talking about sports. Remember I said I got to lift you up a little bit. We all need a lift. And if you don't like sports, sorry. The Eagles were beaten by the Buccaneers, but it turned out to be a tight finish, 28-22. Thursday night football to kick it all off. Wow, Leonard Fournette, who I loved in college, Louisiana, think of LSU. Two touchdowns in that effort, that huge effort, for Leonard Fournette and for the Bucks. The Bucks are 5-1. The Eagles fall to 2-4. The best team in the NFC East is absolutely the Dallas Cowboys, and they play in a really interesting game coming up on the weekend for sure. So the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Giants, if you're a fan of rivalries, this is a big one. They are tied at one apiece, top of the ninth. Doesn't get any better than that. To have a seat at that game, if you're a fan of either one of those teams, would be incredible, because that is the nail biter down to the wire, the best duel around when that series is tied at two. A game five in the National League Division Series. Sweet! Meanwhile, what else is brewing out there? Well, a couple of things. Some rather strange things, I have to say. Except for, this isn't necessarily strange. You know, there's a day for everything. And I was wondering how many of you, raise your hands, because, you know, I have the special glasses that I've got on where I can count heads that are listening to the show, and I can look across at our map that lights up. How many of you are fans of dessert? Suddenly, dessert is back in fashion. You know, a lot of people poo-poo the whole dessert thing, like, oh, the calories. Oh, We have just inhaled a side of ribs and a baked potato and everything else. So we don't want to add, of course, why would we add a dessert to it? But there, I think there's something about eating dessert. If you're looking for that silver lining in dark times, get a dessert. Get a key lime pie. Eat a Twinkie now and then, or a Tasty Cake, or some cobbler, or something else. But seriously, October 14th was National Dessert Day. How many of you dive into desserts, right? My favorite, apple pie and apple pie a la mode with some great vanilla bean ice cream. Oh, that's the best. I can't resist that. I mean, if I was really, really overserved food-wise, maybe, but that would be what I would order. Or maybe a good cheesecake. Now that I'm talking about dessert, I'm like hungry for dessert. What is the most popular dessert? It's got to be like chocolate cake. I don't have any scientific facts. It's an unofficial poll, so don't blame me. It doesn't matter what you label yourself. You either like dessert or you don't like dessert. But hey, it was National Dessert Day, and maybe you had some sort of dessert, right? Eat the dessert. Now more than ever, occasionally eat the dessert. I'm not saying don't eat healthy. You know, you can still eat healthy, but indulge. I thought the person in my life that I know that's in the best shape ever, he said to me one time, he said, you know how you really mentally click in that whole idea of eating good is that you reward yourself. So his deal was that he ate really healthy during the week, but on the weekend he ate whatever he wanted. If he wanted to eat a bag of Doritos watching a game, he ate a bag of Doritos. If he wanted to get a greasy hamburger, like a double burger, he would get it. It didn't matter. Whatever it was, he wasn't counting the calories because that's what he did during the week. And he was in shape. Could he have gained weight? And did he used to be a lot heavier? Yes. And he said that's what worked for him. It's that mind ninja stuff by just kind of flipping it, the script, reversing it and saying, you know what, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be really incredibly focused and disciplined. And then I'm going to be able to splurge on the weekends, right? All right, we're diving back into the rabbit hole of the daily virtual buzz. I mean, you know, fair to say that I said we were going to talk about what is it that is affecting all of us, but we're going to throw in some lighter stuff, too, because we need it. We need more of that love, sweet love. Is it the perfect storm? The idea that cheap food, you could get it cheap, is it completely over because of the supply chain woes? I think so. If you have shopped lately and you really look at what you're paying and you're not a coupon cutter that finds every coupon one can imagine, you're probably noticing that the price of food has gone up. Eggs, milk, all of that. Chicken has dramatically shut down what most people are able to spend, but it has shot up. And I said this in the previous show, the Port of Long Beach, they are now working round the clock to unload about 50,000, it's half a million containers. So you got Walmart, Target, and other big retailers that are also expanding overnight operations to help out because it's that much of a pinch. And in North America, IKEA said stores in North America have been the hardest hit by product shortages. So when people are looking for IKEA things, they just can't get them because of the crisis. Why? Because they get so many of their goods out of China. That's where about a quarter of IKEA products are made. So they might be leasing more ships, building containers, rerouting goods, but they still have these problems. And then you throw in the shortage of warehouse workers, trucks, all of that, and this is what happens. I mean, actually, they're feeling this in the UK. They're feeling a lot of these shortages in the UK, maybe even harder than we are in the United States, because Britain's biggest chicken producer said that the country's 20-year cheap food party is ended, and food price inflation could hit double digits. That's what they're saying. And they've got those problems that I mentioned. The IKEA thing, because of what's coming out of there. The problem of getting their goods out of China, which is exactly the problem we have in the United States. And how many stores and places have been hit so hard by the fact they can't get what they need to fulfill orders. And you know what happens when you can't do that? People go elsewhere, or they get tired of it and they don't order it. And then that becomes a weak demand, and that gets ugly, and then that reverses what used to be consumer confidence. And then you add the high energy prices and look around, and then you can see, again, where so much of that struggle comes in. You've got Toyota Motor Company, you know, that corporation, and they're intensifying their efforts to restart production. The Japanese car maker is looking to do so in December. They need a rebound in shipments from their pandemic-hit suppliers, and that's hurt them, the global chip shortage. Smartphones, laptops, consumer appliances, all of that. And then you get the warning that, whoa, Santa might not be coming down the chimney tonight, or he might be light, whether that's right, because where normally there would be all these things that would be part of what would possibly be under the tree. A lot of them you won't be able to get because of the supply chain. I mean, you got to look at this. We're already getting deeper into October, and the deeper we go, the more woes we seem to hit. And even with that uptick in trying to help what's going on in Long Beach at the biggest port right there in Los Angeles, you still got a big, 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 big problem because you have wholesale prices. The rise, the record is like 8.6%, which is crazy. We're also seeing that foreclosures are surging, right? Because people can't meet their mortgage payments. So foreclosure starts jumped 32% in the third quarter from the second quarter, and 67% higher than the third quarter of 2020. So a lot of reasons for that, but so much of it is because of what we're seeing with the economy. So new foreclosures, California had the highest amount, over 3,400, Texas 2,800, Florida 2,500, New York 1,300, Illinois 1,300 too. So they were pretty much neck and neck. But September foreclosure actions were almost 70% lower than they were pre-pandemic, so that's good. But total foreclosure activity is also still 60% lower than it was a year ago. But the increase is actually the introduction to a bigger problem. It's not necessarily the normal levels of foreclosure that's going to return. It could go so much higher. Pay attention to those signs. Pay attention to those signs. All right, we continue to roll through this first hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin, and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I am a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
Prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says the federal government is ready if the FDA and the CDC authorizes COVID-19 vaccines for young children.
Calling on more parents to get their children vaccinated when they are eligible. And I'm asking everyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated, please get vaccinated.
He said about 66 million Americans still haven't been vaccinated. An FDA advisory panel okayed a COVID booster shot from Moderna for those most at risk, including senior citizens. They're expected to consider a booster from Johnson & Johnson on Friday. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has settled his case against the Justice Department. McCabe came under fire from President Trump during the Russia investigation. Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired him with just hours left before his retirement. His attorneys say McCabe will get his pension and a clean record after the firing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
As always, you're all too good to me. So much mail, it is overwhelming. Here's another Santa reference. I think I get more mail than the North Pole. Yeah, there's no way to verify that, though, either. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So away we go, and this first one is from Klaus. I like that name, Klaus. Hey, Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I have to say I enjoy the variety of what your offerings entail. I'm listening to you, as you mentioned just the other day, and my heart skipped when you mentioned the great state of Wisconsin. Yes, I am listening to you on 680 AM, Chippewa Falls. Thank you very much. So I'm tired of this current Biden regime. You know, I'm not a let's pound Biden to the ground kind of guy, because who cares? I mean, he is our president, and we're stuck with this situation as it is. I was a Republican, then I decided I was an independent because I couldn't vote straight across party ticket-wise for some of the people I haven't liked down the pike. But as I said, I'm certainly no Biden fan. I think he is not only finding a way to muck up some of the easy things, he's just not doing anything. What would you say? I mean, what would be the word to describe what Joe Biden is doing as president? I think you don't have any kind of reaction to him other than some people think that he is not 100% all there. But I don't even know if that's a fair assessment. I think he just is ineffective, I guess, is the word that I would use. Could he be more effective? Absolutely. And I think there's too much sensitivity, and that's the career politician thing, which is the reason why Donald Trump won and partially and became the president last time around because people were tired of the same old, same old. And I think that has never changed in the last two decades, at least for me. What say you, fair lady? Yeah, I don't think he's been, I would say ineffective is probably a fair word. But, you know, that could be defended by saying, well, what did he inherit? And he didn't start the pandemic, and look at what the where the economy was. And I think the abhorrent withdrawal from Afghanistan, did we need to withdraw? Yes. Was that already in the works? Yes. Was the way it was handled correctly? Was it handled correctly? No. No and no. And especially when 13 of our military die as we're evacuating people from Afghanistan. I mean, ridiculous, right? But that's history that we can't change now at this point. So I think that goes to the ineffectiveness, because that should have been handled differently. It should have. There should have been much more of a critical strategy put in place there. Let's put it that way. And then there have been some other snags, some pretty big snags along the way. But I think the word is that. It's, you know, he's not eliciting much of any term you can think of. I mean, the big push was for infrastructure. The other big push was to, you know, what can we do to improve the plight of the people who can't seem to get there, and how much can we tax the rich? So that's what I think. I agree with you. I can't come up with another word, to be honest. I can't think of another word. Disappointing, I don't know. Because no matter who ultimately occupies the White House, whether I voted for them or not, I'm certainly rooting that they could, you know, defy expectations. I mean, that's a good thing, right? If somebody could surprise you, even the most hardened heart. But I don't think that we've seen that at all. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Nick. And Nick says, Delaney, I am looking at going to see the Bond movie, and I know you are the queen of all things Bond. I listened to a funny segment you did the other week, and I really, really think that Daniel Craig has been a good Bond. Five times, that says something about what the franchise thinks of him leaving the picture in his hands. Who do you think is the next James Bond? Ooh, that's a big question, and there are a lot of actors that I think are being considered for it. Michael Fassbender, I would say, is being considered, but he's not. I mean, he's like 40 something. I want to say he's like 44. So Daniel Craig is 51. Does that matter? It's how you look and how it works out as the whole as a Bond. Idris Elba could be a possibility. You know, he's got the Luther franchise, and he's been in a whole bunch of things. He could be somebody that would be considered. Tom Hardy, although he's been such a bad guy, do you really think Tom Hardy fills that role? I think any of these people that I've mentioned, by the way, would take that role in a second. Dev Patel, his name has kind of been bantered about. I'll tell you who I also would like is James Bond. He was on a show called Downton Abbey. His name is Dan Stevens. And I think he would be, he's kind of the blonde, blue-eyed guy. He could be maybe the next Bond. I guarantee that there are plenty of actors who would love to inhabit that role. I think it's different from, like, the Batman franchise. Like, there's something about the curse of the Batman and not wanting to play Batman for some reason. But I don't think that's the deal with Bond. I think if you're asked to play Bond, it's like, yeah, how soon can we make this happen? So any of the names that I mentioned, plus I'm sure a slew of others, would gladly jump into that spot. All right, here's another one from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, when you look at the NFL, who do you think is the best quarterback right now? Who would you rank as the number one quarterback in the league? By the way, I promise I will call on Nail the Score. I said it the other day. I'm going to say that's a tough question because would you say Aaron Rodgers? Look at the couple of the comebacks. I mean, could you say Dak Prescott? Of course, Dak Prescott looks great. You know, I'm going to say this is kind of a weenie move in a way, but if I'm totally pressed to it, I'm going to say Kyler Murray, but right behind him, I mean, on his heels, because either one of these two right now could be the MVP. I'd say Kyler Murray, Arizona's quarterback, or Dak Prescott for the Dallas Cowboys. Prescott's like on fire. He's found another gear. That's what he's found, another gear, ever since being out last year, injury and being out. I think that's exactly what's happened with him. But then I look at the Arizona Cardinals and wow. 5-0 for a reason, over 1,500 yards passing. So there's my answer. This one from Frank. He says, Kate, I am so tired of COVID. I think everyone in my world is tired of hearing about COVID. But yet it is the thing that no matter where you sit on any of it, it is the thing that has changed all of our lives to never go back to what they were before. I don't see how the clock goes backwards in any way. Do you? No, I don't at all. I think, for example, like technology, that's not going to get pushed back into the bottle, because whether you have Zoom doom and you're tired of that, whether you have to log in every day, whether you're tired of sitting in front of a computer at home, whether you're partially working at home and partially working in the office, I think a lot of that continues. Many companies are going to look at that as an option now, where before there were companies that didn't like to do that because they thought that you should all be in the same building or buildings or wherever you were positioned in a company. But I think that morphs completely in the future. I really, really do. But you got to find ways to connect people. That's one thing. If they do work remotely, there has to be a way to connect people better. And plus, the world is just changing because the economies of the world have changed since the pandemic. So new ways to do things, being more innovative, being forced to be more innovative, whatever it is the name of the game. And that's going to continue to be the name of the game no matter where we end up in the next 3-4 months. Right? Yeah. All right, let's take this one from Ashley real quick. Ashley says, Kate, did you see the Gallup poll about Americans wanting reduced government? Yeah, I'm not surprised. Because of what's happened? So a more hands-off kind of approach. Absolutely. 52% saying the government is doing too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. 43% want the government to do more to solve the country's problems. Yeah. I'm not surprised by that. You know, the whole idea of back off, we'll handle it. Just move aside. Leave it to the states. I think that we're seeing a lot of that across the board. Absolutely. All right, I'm taking you back to Palm Springs in the Man Cave and getting you up to date on a couple of scores.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tell you how thrilled I am to be at the BNP Paribas Open again. I think I've been coming here since, I don't know, maybe 17 years, as long as Matt Van Dynen's been here, and he's in media relations, and it's just been a blast to be here to talk to players, to send sights and sounds, to be on the air doing a talk show, and getting a chance to talk about it and get people excited about it. But I'm always excited about it, and I can tell on the grounds, I've talked to a few people that have come from all over, by the way, the country to come and see this, and they are so thrilled that the gates are back open. Matt, what's it been like for you? Because it's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a pretty big roller coaster ride, but it's exciting to see fans back. We know they love their tennis here in the desert. I think that the weekend's going to be really full, people feeling good to be back in action. We've done everything we can to make this a really safe experience, but also one that feels like maybe tennis is back, which is really exciting. exciting for us.
So for you, as somebody who's running, you know, you're like an octopus. I've seen you even in the beginning where you have to be everything to everyone. I mean, that's really what the job is. And you've mentioned to me, and we laughed about the 17 years because you've been doing this for 17 years, and this is a way different time period than when you first started. What was it like to have to get all those protocols in place, moving parts, all the volunteers, and get everybody on that same page?
Yeah, it's challenging for sure. I guess I look back, though, to that time and how much this event has evolved, and this is kind of like the next chapter of that evolution, right? Moving to a digital cashless, digital parking, proof of vaccination to get in. But really, for the most part, with all that change, it's been fairly seamless, and we feel like people are embracing it. Right. And in this new world and this new change, I think that we've seen there's always going to be some challenges and hurdles. But if you come here, I think you've been here in the past, you'll notice it feels pretty similar. And what's open, the restaurants and what you can see, the players and the access around the practice courts, for the most part, it's going to feel the same. But it's taken a lot of effort from the team to be able to climb over those hurdles and get to where we needed to be. And I'm really impressed by everything they've pulled together to make this happen.
Yeah. I've talked to members of the media. Just it's really interesting too, because you have people from a wide swath, I would call it, right? Someone who just covers tennis, someone like me, mm-hmm. who's a national sports talk host, and I do international. Mm-hmm. So for you, and writers of all types, etc., for you, what's it like coordinating the media, and how much media is here for this time around?
Yeah, we do hundreds of credentials, and we have a significant contingent of British press this year. As you can imagine, with Eber Raducanu, who's playing tonight, the 2021 U.S. Open champion. So that's a big interest. Obviously, if people have like French outlet like L'Équipe, which is a national sports publication, they're here like year after year. Also, have a lot of maybe Polish writers are covering Iga Świątek, who's the Roland Garros champion from the year previous. So it's a wide variety. But you know, there's a real passion for the game of tennis globally. So you see these people that follow the sport; they cover it regularly. It's their beat. And then we get a large quantity of people, especially from the region and even here, who are going to cover it maybe from a lifestyle approach too. Right? This tennis, this major event. You don't see it all the time, so it's a wide variety, but we love that because I think it just gives a different angle and a different lens that people have in their appreciation for tennis.
Yeah. When you started, did you think this was going to be your career? Did you know this was what you were going to do?
No way. No chance. I always enjoyed tennis, but I worked on a small USTA Challenger event back in the days in New Mexico, and that really gave me a foray into a place in an agency that worked on tennis. And now, you know, almost 20 years later, I've been very fortunate to be able to work on an event of this scope and scale for a long time. So it's been really enjoyable, and I'm, you know, kind of pinch myself when you stand out there and watch players walk out on a stadium one and the crowd gets up on their feet, and it's just a really cool experience to be a part of.
Well, I think you do a tremendous job. I've always enjoyed working with you, and you've just been great hustling up people or things to cover or whatever, so thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. And for fans who want to come out, obviously there's still tickets available, so head to bnppowerbyopen.com, check it out, and we'd love to have you out here in anyone else.
Thanks.
All right, take it easy.
All right, pretty fun to be out in Indian Wells and be there in Palm Springs. You know my adventures of what happened flying-wise, but certainly to see people out and about and being able to be maskless and being in these stadiums and cheering and being super, super excited about what they're seeing and seeing some of the superstars, you know, the Danil Medvedevs, Andy Murray's, of course, knocked out. Leila Fernandez also knocked out, who she was in the finals of the U.S. Open against Emma Raducanu, who was knocked out in the first round at Indian Wells. It's really been an interesting journey for me to come back and to get to see that and watch and see the excitement of the people. I've mentioned this at the top. You know, what does the world need now? We need to be connected. And I felt very connected. I mean, even at one point, sitting in the crowd while they were doing the wave was such a great feeling to just be there in the middle of it. And boy, oh boy, more to come. I mean, we're seeing this with the NFL. We're seeing this with the NBA. We're seeing this with Major League Baseball. And in Major League Baseball, in the National League Division Series, Game 5, the Los Angeles Dodgers win the series 2-1, beating the San Francisco Giants. Oh, the Giants are going to just be kicking themselves. But the Dodgers were the World Series champs last year, so here they go again. And it was Bellinger with the big RBI clutch single in the ninth that made the difference. So it was all the way to the ninth inning, and the Dodgers are able to capitalize as they roll on. This is the best time in baseball. You know, somebody said to me the other day, and maybe it was out at the tennis, we were talking about football, college football this year. So crazy. Alabama just lost, and what are we seeing with Iowa and some of these other great teams this year? It's turned on its head a little bit more. And, you know, I agreed, and the same thing with the NFL. But they were telling me they thought baseball was boring until you got to the playoffs. And then once you get to the playoffs, it's more exciting. Well, in the American League Championship Series, which starts on Friday, you have the Red Sox and the Astros. So it starts in Minute Maid Park in Houston. And, of course, the Dodgers and the Braves in the National League Championship Series. And that starts on Saturday. And it starts in Atlanta. So I kind of like this. You know, you're covering a couple of different areas of the country. And I do believe that people like the great game of baseball. Is it still America's pastime? There's a big question for you to kind of chew on. Coming up next, you know, when we go back into the man cave next week, we'll look at some of those questions. And I've got a bunch of emails that I saved with our unofficial polls as to what is truly the sports that people are paying attention to and what does it look like for the future, especially when you look at some of the new games that are being played that are considered sports that people or kids are paying more attention to or involved in, and will that change the way we think about baseball or what I call the big four? So the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, I would throw NHL in there. You could throw some soccer in there. You could throw a lot of different sports, I think, into the middle of that. But it was great, like I said, to be in Palm Springs and witness all those people coming together and feeling very, very good about the fact that, we can be in public and we can actually be talking to people who are sitting at the table across from us who we have no idea who they are until they sat down. And we feel okay about it, right? We feel like we're going to walk away okay. Yeah, absolutely. All right, maybe everybody doesn't feel okay about traveling, though. The TSA apparently has already recovered an alarming number of firearms in 2021. They set a 20-year record. It's no joke. They stopped 4,495 airline passengers in the first 9 months of 2021 after attempting to bring a gun, some kind of firearm, in carry-on that they had onto flights. I think people forget is what I think. You know where they came out of? The Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, 391 passengers stopped. Dallas-Fort Worth, 232. George Bush Intercontinental Airport, Houston, 168. I rest my case. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this show, and Alex Kay for the incredible work on the technicals and the attention to detail that he brings to this show on our Thursdays into the weekend. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.